Tony Scovel was a juggler for 45 minutes, and then he got sexually aggressive towards Chris.
And then, did you guys do the podcast? That's Rory on a Sunday.
We started rolling, and it went.
Yeah. Just turn it on. I think this is
Rory.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Too Much Fun Cast.
Hey, all right.
Hey, we're coming to you live from Chris's studio apartment in the Lower East Side of New York City. All right. Yeah.
His winter home.
Do you hear the train? Yeah, there it is. The rooster train, y'all. Bringing chicken into the city. Guys, we are the Fun Gentlemen's Club. I'm Sam.
I'm Chris.
I'm Nathan.
We're joined today by, well, two guests.
A guest and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, you're right there.
You
did.
It towards me.
Yeah. It was directed towards the guy who's the half man who rode in here on a skateboard with his hands.
Oh, yeah, right. That's Steve is his name.
Uh-huh.
And it's got nothing to do with the skateboard. He's just got low moral character.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't have any legs, but that's not why he's half a man.
Right.
Spineless and cowardly.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He's a real crack. He talks behind a lot of people's backs.
Yeah.
Roll away.
Well, behind their knees.
Yeah.
Hey, we're joined, everyone, by Glenn Wool.
Hello.
You guys might know him from Sanford and Sons. He was on that show.
Yeah.
He played the ampersand. And also, we have Bobby Standen.
Well researched. Thank you. Not a lot of people know that.
Well, I like to go deep, you know, ladies. Mark Lee is here.
Hi.
Not the Asian Mark Lee you might be familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Not the martial arts expert who was disgraced when he couldn't break the ice, that block of ice.
Yeah.
It broke him.
I remember. No, that was me.
Oh, it was you?
Yeah.
Are you the scorpion guy?
Yeah, I had an Asian face on that day.
Oh.
Controversial.
It was. It was before its time is what I like to call it. Yeah.
Is that flu still going around? It's big
it
in China right now.
Yeah, it is. It's always big in China.
Inescapable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a death sentence. You don't get over it. You just learn to live with it.
Especially if you're a girl.
Gambling helps.
Yeah.
Smoking endless cigarettes.
Yeah.
Wear a mask.
Spitting a lot.
You know, I was in China once, and I smelled the worst smell I've ever smelled. Like, you know how, like, memory... smell is
yeah.
The
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was in Shanghai and I walked past an open pit on the sidewalk, and there were some dudes that had either caused it or were trying to fix it, but it was full of this weird colored liquid, and like everything should have told me don't smell it. But I just looked in it like,
audible scream.
I can never forget it. I can never forget that.
What do you think it was?
Oh, like double sewage. Like sewage of
twice
bruised,
twice
bruised. Maybe like sewage that had gone stagnant and for some reason they put a hot plate under it just to see what happened.
Yeah. Eat it up!
Yeah.
Steamed
sewage. Yeah. See where this goes.
Yeah. It is another strange thing that we eat here.
There was a garbage fire, and then they tried to put it out with cabbage and farts.
Yeah. They threw some tires on there trying to smother it. And then a bunch of guys just pooped on it.
Yeah. They got a population problem there, so I think anytime something happens like that, they're just like, make it worse, see if it'll kill more people.
Trying to thin the herd.
Yeah.
Put this by the old folks.
Let's open up one of these by the old folks.
Open up one of them dumb
smells. Come on, everybody. It's time for your noon smelling. Come on. Come on. Wheel them out here.
You smell them, you get the wheelbarrow.
Get your head. Get right in there. There you go. That's how you do it. Okay, throw that one on the pile.
They're over the pit.
Yeah, that's where they
are. You smell that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Soylent Yellow.
He can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got an Asian last name. Yeah. He can say whatever he wants about their culture.
Asian face on. Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, attracted it anyways.
The best thing about that is if you don't say it in Chinese, then it's better. Yeah. You know, and the likelihood of a podcast slipping through Chinese censors. Yeah. Like, okay, we're going to let one in. Let's see what happens. We're not going to listen. Just let it in.
And of course, it's a Latino guy who runs all Chinese communication.
Of course he does.
Okay. Well, that's how we start here. I have a question for you, Chris.
Yeah.
Why are you so hungover?
Because I had 5 beers yesterday.
Good Lord.
5 beers last night, everybody.
Oof, call the doctor.
I know. And it really did it for me.
Get Patch Adams on the phone, Ben.
What? I'm really just finding out that I'm actually more just really dehydrated than anything else. Because I'm way more hungover than I was drunk.
Yeah, man. Really, but this is a good thing about that is that now that's in the bank, you'll next time you'll not have as much of a hangover as you should earn. Because it's such a that's what we know about hangovers is that we don't know anything. We can't afford the funding because there's still AIDS.
Yep.
So we can't really like have hangover charities. Like people, please call in. Pledge your money. Like Sarah McLachlan music and some guy just rubbing his head. Help this little fella.
We need to airdrop old episodes of The Man Show and Pedialyte. Stat. These people need help.
Yeah. Guys, we need to get him some fish fingers and Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah,
I don't get why. Why is Pedialyte the go-to hangover cure for adults? Is it because kids were like, "Hey, Pedialyte works, brother"? And a lot of drunk kids just figured it out.
Yeah.
Hey, if I have Pedialyte, I feel better. And then
whichever
the mom drinks it, wait a minute, I feel better too.
I've been pills all morning. I don't want to
cut myself. Whichever creepy old man who showed up and went, Pedialyte works. Yeah. How did you find out?
Why do you even know about Pedialyte?
I got a lot of hungover kids in my basement.
Yeah. Pedialyte and orange slices.
honestly. They're up and ready to go.
Keeps my sugars up, keeps their sugars up.
Helps me tolerate the smell, too.
Yeah.
I know you have a drunk kid pit, but it smells a lot like a Taipei sewer hole.
I take a lot of zinc, they take a lot of Pedialyte.
Yeah. We both make a lot of stink.
Yeah.
So you've just been, you're like a child, you're sick.
I'm fine. I'm better now.
Good.
It's the afternoon. But this morning, I've always laughed at how my friends can sleep till like 3 in the afternoon.
You do. They're asleep and you're just laughing at them.
Yep.
You're standing over them.
How is that
right,
possible?
Like 2 inches from their ear.
Chris, get out.
Yeah.
I put garlic over the door. I let a hawk loose in the room. Watch out.
But I get it now because...
I swear I locked the door, the window.
A lot of people don't know this about Chris. He has the ability to walk through walls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm a shapeshifter.
He turns to mist.
Mm-hmm.
Is it shapeshifting?
He should be using that power for better things.
Yeah. Well, after
killing people while they sleep.
after most people watched Ghost, they thought, hey, if Patrick Swayze can do it, I probably can. Mm-hmm. But you're one of the only people I know that pulled it off.
Yeah, it's actually not that hard. And you would think that I would come up with something better to do, but honestly, that's the best thing I've found to do with it. I've tried lots of other stuff. That's the only one that fills me up.
Mm.
Yeah, man.
It's just laughing at my friends while they sleep.
You have to do it.
Yeah, I mock because I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. When did you get up? When did you get up this morning?
11:30.
That's late for you.
Real late for me.
You like about 9.
I woke up at 9 and was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
Because I was really hungover and it hurt. I was like, I get it. I get how my friends sleep till 3 in the afternoon because they're always really hungover.
That's when the pain goes away. For us. Some of it.
It makes more sense now. I get it.
The physical pain, anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
The emotional scars. You can't sleep those
pain,
off.
Those the pain that caused the drinking the night before. That comes back even stronger.
There's not enough Pedialyte to get rid of the memory of Deborah.
But there is enough whiskey.
Uh-huh. At least for a couple hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, give enough whiskey for me to make that call that I've been meaning to make. Debbie! Get up! Well, wake her up!
You're just calling the homeless shelter?
Yeah, just give me a Debbie. I don't need Debbie. Yeah.
Well, go to the cops!
Just pretend to be Debbie. I'm
paying your fucking taxes. I've been drunk today.
Paying for your soup.
Now, Glenn is the first foreign guest we've had. Foreign to America, not foreign to the world. Foreign nations of the world.
Yeah, he's an alien.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yeah. Uh-huh. He has the eyes of a goat and the tongue of a spider.
That's what the ladies say.
Oh, the tarantula.
Oh, spider tongue.
Ladies,
I'm going to lay eggs in there.
Spider tongue.
Yeah. Now, I just wanted, first of all, being from South Africa, what was that like surviving apartheid?
Yeah. Well, it was good when it was on, but now. Why do you think I'm here? Jesus Christ, they're everywhere! Hey, I yell. What are you doing here? This is our mall. Not anymore. I guess you're right. I ain't go to America.
You're part of the.
I ain't go to America where it's still on.
Fight the war in your mind.
Yeah. I found that when Charlize Theron won the Oscar, mm-hmm. she thanked her home country, which of course is South Africa, mm-hmm. and you could see all the celebrities not know what to do. Like, you're supposed to applaud a country,
right.
But you could see that they, of course, they have their many causes, but about three quarters of them didn't know if apartheid was still up, so they didn't want to clap. They were like, ha! Just show my teeth nervously. Ha! What's happening in South Africa? I don't know.
Everybody nudged George Clooney. Hey, what's going
on
over there?
What did we do?
Yeah, we're supposed to.
Yeah. I'm not helping you this time. I told you to read the newspaper. Yeah. I told you, and now it's come down. So, good.
You guys signed up for my email list for a reason.
Yeah. I'm going to throw in my hands to clap and see what you do.
Yeah, that was a win for us all when she won. Guys?
And Mark Lee is our second foreign guest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
You were born, of course, in...
Washington.
Washington.
Mm-hmm.
It's the capital of Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah.
I was in the...
Very hot out there.
Yeah, well, D.C., that's not part of America, right? Mm-hmm. It's got their own...
Correct.
It's like the...
They're
it's
their
like
own thing.
Vatican City.
Right.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they're protected.
Where the Pope is.
Yeah.
He's in both places.
Yeah.
He's everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's God's hand on earth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and God needs two hands.
Mm-hmm.
Just two pumps.
Yeah. Well, he needs the other hand so he can, you know.
Yeah. Well, he started doing one. Like, I can run this world with one hand tied behind my back. Mm-hmm. So he only had one pope. But now there's more people. So he's going to go to a two-pope system. And maybe a third. Guess what that is? That pope's hanging out in a lot of strip clubs, standing straight up.
He's an ass pope.
He's the pope who does the real thinking for God.
The group pope.
Everyone
this summer.
One of the right-handed pope comes and rubs that pope.
Sounds like a bad movie.
Yeah.
Or a really good TV film.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
This is a straight DVD gem.
Spike TV exclusive.
The WG, I think, is releasing it.
WG?
The Writers Guild Network.
Mm. WGN.
The Writers
Guild Network. The Superstore.
WPN.
That sounds
hurry up, Sam.
What?
Sam.
Oh, it's me again?
Yeah.
Oh, that stands for...
Women's Party Napkins.
Woo!
You can get those in a lot of bathrooms.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm really glad you brought that up. That's our sponsor this weekend is...
Yeah.
Women's Party
Napkins. Ladies, we know you're going to a lot of soirees, a lot of debutante galas, all right? A lot of coming out parties, a lot of going in parties for the spelunkers out there, yeah. All right? So we want you to know that no matter what the occasion, no matter what the festivities or the event, Women's Party Napkins... are there for you.
Better than dribbling down your leg.
Yeah. You know, we've all been there, all right? We're in a bris.
Now you can go to places that have nice seats.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You don't have to worry about linen.
No more chair deposits.
You don't have to leave your ID with the coat check.
Just put your drink in front of your chair. That is no way to save a seat, ma'am.
Women's Party Napkins.
Available everywhere.
Shove them in. I think is what they're going with. Yeah. By men in, yeah. Uh-huh. We tried to get men in to sponsor us, and they
would not have it. They said, you guys stink.
They're lost.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Is that the one that...
They're kicking themselves now.
Is that the one... Are they so effective you can go... What slogan is so effective you can go... A whole day and a half. There's like a... You can skip a day.
That's like Hobo. Yeah. That's a Hobo brand.
Can't think of what deodorant that is.
That's Uncle Jasper's secret.
I don't... I think they stopped saying that.
Because it sounds so awkward,
well,
right?
Probably somebody wrote in, like, you can't... Yeah. No.
My husband took your advice, and...
He's not my husband anymore.
Yeah, we are going through counseling that's a lot more expensive than if he would have just doubled up on the deodorant every day.
Yeah.
Dear. It's so cheap that they're like, every seventh day is a party day. That's on casual Fridays. I don't put it on. It's like $3 a tube, but the hell are you trying to, you know? You get lost in the forest a lot. But then you're going to want to use this, because you can actually skip a day.
Hopefully it's one of the days you're lost in the forest.
Yeah. Spending a lot of time in a submarine is perfect for you.
Yeah, please, skip your deodorant regimen if you're a submariner. Uh-huh. You're really popular with all the other submariners. Oh, here's that guy that stinks. Good, well, I'll just move to this part of the tube at the bottom of the sea.
Hey, Frank, open the window. Wait.
Yeah. We're in the van.
No!
No, that's just blasting it right back at me.
Have you guys ever been in a submarine?
Hell yeah.
A couple times.
Yeah?
No.
Nope.
I was anybody?
One.
Even like a tour or anything?
I saw one in Denmark. They have an old Soviet era nuclear submarine, which is it's fucking large, and you stand on it. It's like $10 to go stand on it. You walk around, you realize this could have dealt death to the whole world. Like if this thing ever went off, then the whole world was going to end. And just in the distance, there's bungee jumping.
When worlds collide, you're on top of a Cold War vessel of death.
Yeah.
And then you see somebody, 3, 2, 1, bungee! Like, we're counting down to bungee, not to set the codes.
Yeah, they actually use 2 keys to count it down.
You have to bungee with a briefcase handcuffed to your hand to tie in both experiences.
I've often thought about submarines. I don't think I'd like it at all.
It would terrify me.
No,
you're down at the bottom, and you know where you are. Mm-hmm. You know you're not in Chris Charpentier's studio apartment where it's safe.
Yeah.
You're underneath, and a million things could happen. You could bump into a whale or something. And then next thing you know...
Could you though, Nate? I think they got that figured out. I don't think they're bumping into a whale.
You think no submarine has ever bumped into a whale?
No, because they have sonar. That's what they're like.
But whales don't have sonar. Well, they have natural sonar. It's not as good as submarine
sonar. They scream. They're underwater screamers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they do all the time.
Just like
every time you watch a nature show, they damn
don't do it all the time. It's just they scream when they see the microphones. They scream all the time.
You getting
the hell is that?
You getting this?
Submariners never get any sleep. Damn whales screaming every 15, 20 minutes.
That's why they need all the deodorant. Whale sweats.
I used to do a bit about that. I don't like listening to whale music because I don't know what they're saying. Maybe it's more homophobic than gangster rap.
They're on the Soviet side.
Yeah.
Spreading propaganda.
Album, man.
The capitalist machine must die.
Play the whale music backward, though.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you get the message.
Sounds like Kiss.
Sounds a lot like Kiss. Yeah. They were inspired by whales.
Sounds like Love Gun.
Yeah.
Turn it off, whales.
Like butt sex? They have a song about butt sex. It's straight ahead, like, we're going to have butt sex.
Whales would be more like blowhole sex. That's how you go anal in the whale world.
That's the forbidden love.
It's not your birthday, Harold.
Just because we did it once 40 years ago doesn't mean
the honeymoon's
gonna
over
again.
I wonder how many narwhals get stuck in blowholes.
Narwhals.
How do
narwhals work? Because
they have a horn.
The horn is that on the blowhole? Don't they just die right away because they can't breathe?
Hole.
I think they do.
No.
They have a narwhal.
They're
hole.
A narwhal. Yeah.
All right.
On the tip of the narwhal, it's where they go potty.
Mm. Like us.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Right out of my narwhal.
They used to take narwhal horns back to Europe and sell them as unicorn horns.
Really?
Yeah.
I've fallen for
that
a couple times.
Yeah.
That's why you can't go back to Belgium.
That's not why you can't go back to Belgium. That is the worst cover story I've ever
heard. Well, either way, there's blood on my hands.
Yeah. You
more unicorn problems? You know what I mean. I said I bought a couple narwhal horns, and now I'm facing down a court order.
Yeah. 15 to 20.
I've been subpoenaed.
Mandatory.
I need some Pedialyte and some bleach.
Yeah.
I thought you couldn't go back to Belgium because they are still trying to catch up and replenish their chocolate and waffle supplies. They are struggling.
Did you know the euro was really strong in that country?
Speaking
before
of euros,
I went in.
I had to say that.
That's where
I can't go back to Greece.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I'm not allowed because a lot of their financial problems are due to my weekend there.
Yeah. How much meat you ingested. It wasn't even all the land. It was the
tabs that went unpaid.
Doesn't have anything to do with the fact that you depleted their fig leaf supply.
Not with your wang either.
I didn't have any clothes. They taste good and they're nice.
Yeah.
Fashion accessory.
They make a good loincloth.
It's hot there. Yeah. On the beach.
Mm-hmm. I've been to Cyprus. Can't go back, but, you know.
Yeah. It's different. They got unicorns there, too.
Yeah. And child prostitutes. And they really mix. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get that horn in there. So, I feel like we should get to our favorite segment. No, it's not our favorite segment. It's our only segment. I really don't like
what
it.
What makes it our favorite
it's
segment?
It's my favorite segment.
By default. Mm-hmm. It's like how my mom's my favorite mom. Well, I don't get another one, you know?
Yeah,
so it's like an old catcher's glove that I get to play with. No, that sounds gross. I didn't mean it that way. I meant like, you know.
Yeah, I think you were the only one that.
I caught it. I caught it earlier, just like AIDS.
Jesus. Hey, Nate. I
caught AIDS with an old catcher's glove.
That's how he caught it.
Uh-huh.
Lord.
Diving catch.
Yeah. I really wanted it.
Yeah. He went into the crowd to get that AIDS.
Yeah. His gold glove.
Slid right in. Nate, what's your deal?
What's your deal, Nate?
Yeah, what's your deal, Nate?
My deal is I did a show, Kevin O'Brien and Jordan Dahl show.
Go on.
And they like to have their comic friends do random feats of strength or skill. The last time I was on the show, I was given the task of taking my pants off while keeping my shoes on. Nailed it.
Okay, yep.
So they brought me back, and it was a Valentine's love-themed episode. Mm-hmm. It was a few days ago. Yeah, love was in the air, and I and Devin Davis, we competed to see who could crush up and snort a Valentine's candy heart the fastest. And I was scared because I've put some stuff up my nose, but never a candy heart. And I didn't know how my body was going to react to it. If I was going to like fall in love right away with the next person I saw, or if it would have been like not a chance with anybody that I saw, you know, just everybody I saw, just not a chance.
Maybe you get a taste for it.
Depends on what it's.
Or I get hooked. I don't know how addictive they are. Yeah.
And my guess is if a girl saw you do that, then you're going to get rejected.
Yeah. Yeah, not a chance. That's what, yeah.
Even if she heard about you doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's
probably like, man, it.
And if she heard about you doing it and was still into it, you probably don't want her.
Yeah. Right. She's got addiction problems.
Send her Sam's way.
And I've got to tell you guys, I was scared that I was going to like instantly throw up. It was going to like, you know, itch and bug me for, because I snorted weed once and that was a terrible, it was a terrible idea.
What are we talking
How
about
How old
that?
Were you when you did that?
This was last year.
You were going crazy?
No, remember? I think it was outside of Too Much Fun, I think. I had a little thing.
I don't know. I don't know. Don't point it out.
No, I thought maybe Chris was there. It's a... kids, don't. Just smoke it like a real person. Don't snort it. It sucks. But the candy heart goes down smooth. It kind of felt nice. It tasted okay. You get the drip. You get like a sugar drip in the back of your throat.
That is an old trick. And you have snorted candy heart before. Just thought you'd purchased... They do mix those things together.
They cut it with candy.
But sometimes it's red.
Oh, okay.
Or if it's close to Easter time, they cut it with giant chocolate bunnies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I think I've seen that.
If you buy a bag on Halloween, though, make sure you check it for razor blades.
Mm-hmm. That's how they can convince you it's rock, too. They used to do that with, you remember Popeye cigarettes? Those candy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can also crush that up and put that with Coke, and then it'll make like a little rock, and you go, this came right out the rock. No, that came from an inappropriate candy for a child. Like, just when you thought Popeye cigarettes couldn't be any more wrong.
Yeah. Now they're ripping me off for a teener of fucking rock.
Yeah.
God damn it. They always have the last laugh, Popeye. So your deal
more
is
cackle, but yeah.
How many have you done? How many have you done since? How many have you snorted since?
How many bags have been through?
A bag will last you a while because there's a shitload of hearts in there.
Man, how many bags?
It won't last me a while.
I've been doing a bag a day for the last 3 days.
Jesus,
a day.
So three bags.
Well, your face has gotten so fat.
Yeah, it's all just in my sinuses, and I look like I'm allergic
to
something.
Like Rocky Dennis.
I remember that. I wanted to look like Cher in that movie.
Yeah.
And I ended up looking like Rocky Dennis.
She's a real blood.
Or at least Sam Elliott. I wish I could look like him.
God, can you talk about that?
Remember that scene in Mask where he goes to the fun house and you see like the funny mirror makes his face normal?
Yeah.
I always wanted Cher to look in the same mirror and she looked normal. I used to look like that. Before I fucking lengthened my face like a Beetlejuice monster.
I wanted to look in the mirror and look exactly like Rocky Dennis normally. I was like, what? This is a fucked up mirror.
Cher's face looks ironed. Like it was like on the back of a jacket and you were like putting a patch on there, like a real big fish patch when you were a kid.
Yeah.
That's what her face looks like.
Stretched out.
Yeah, and like vinyl and melted.
She was one of the, she was hot when she was on that show with Sunny.
She gave me a bugger in that music back video in the day. She did.
No, that was in the 80s you're talking about. I'm talking about like the 70s.
I was in the
80s.
She sat on
tanned
and
like,
it was a huge
she was like
dick.
Oh, yeah,
it was really weird. All these sailors were dancing around and she's got this gun dick.
Oh, yeah.
fucking.
I'm getting hard thinking about it. Yeah. Keep talking about
it. It's just like. But did it suggest that that was some sort of boat that the military had? Like, they've got a share boat?
Yeah. She's out there.
You with her huge gun dick.
She's in the crow's nest?
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually a throwback from World War II. She's a lot older than you think she is. Yeah. This actually brought the bomb to the Enola Gay. The only thing that could keep those little nips off her was a big share dick gun.
So that was probably one of your first ones. Speaking of big, Elizabeth Perkins in Big, you get to see her in a bra. That's one of my first memories of eroticism.
I know my first boner I remember completely was in Stripes when John Candy is wrestling those two chicks. In
oh, yeah.
Yep.
John Candy.
Remember
he let himself go.
John Candy and Chevy Chase were arguing?
Yeah.
Fucking hard as a rock.
You must be this hard to enter Wally World.
Well, I'm in, man. I'm in.
John Candy probably snorted a couple of candy hearts in his day.
Yeah. And some real hearts, too, probably.
Yeah,
big hearts.
And that's actually what we lost him to, was Candy's heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Rippling heart addiction. Yeah. Yeah.
Diabetes.
Candy's
heart. Has a heart attack, man.
Yeah. I'm going to get some pizza. You guys want some pizza?
No. It's Sunday.
Yeah?
I can eat
$5 hot and ready?
Cheat day. For Sam here. He's allowed to cheat on his taxes and his diet.
And my girlfriend.
Yep.
If you're going to go get a $5 pizza,
yep.
You should just eat this table instead. Yeah. Because it's
free.
I don't like the texture of the table.
I could put some marinara sauce on Glenn's hat.
Yeah?
I already did there.
Yeah.
You can put more
on the inside.
That's why your hair looks so shiny.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Seriously, Daddy's fine.
No, thanks. Daddy's on welfare.
Yeah.
$5 pizza. Yeah. This is all Daddy's buying for the week.
Right.
Yeah.
Any mustard's not a meal. Yeah. Crush up some saltines.
So you should get one then?
Okay. That's the worst callback ever.
Forgot my hat.
Oh, right. I'm so glad
put some marinara in there for you. Yeah. I don't like your hair.
You can use some extra. Does it help it grow? It's not zesty
enough.
It's
everything.
It's everything. Yeah. It's the poor man's Rogaine marinara.
Or the smart man.
Mm-hmm. The rustic man.
Yeah.
The rustic yet sensible. Exactly. Like a guy who makes his own cheese or salami.
How do you make salami? You just pound some...
You make some sausage.
Yeah.
Then you hang it and cure it.
How do you cure it? You have to give it AIDS and then...
Room.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of AIDS stuff today.
Is it hot in there? You have to, like... Curing, is that like smoking with flavors in a...
No. You leave it in a like a damp, cold room for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And mold ages it.
Really?
Yeah.
And you gotta, like, flick the mold off?
No, you eat it.
There's mold in salami?
Yeah.
And I'm eating it.
And capicola.
Not capicola.
Even capicola.
Oh, man. Mortadella?
Okay. Yeah. We're going to talk about meats we know. We can do this all day.
I just want to know. I want to know what I'm eating. I didn't even know that I was eating mold. Like, obviously, it's good
you
for
you. You can't have thought that processed and cured meats were good for you.
Right, no, but
like,
I just didn't know.
Think
about
how tasty they are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's no way. They're worse than cigarettes.
I hope not.
Empty that pack of sausage. You can carry around.
I go through a pack of meat a day. A pack and a half.
No, apparently, it's just because the meat and farmers have a really strong lobby. But apparently, cured meats are as likely to give you cancer as cigarettes.
Shit.
Not sure. Is this some South African propaganda?
Oh, it's both. It's propaganda, doesn't mean it's true. It's not true.
Yeah, it can be both.
No, it's all the nitrates and the sodium. And so,
I love sodium.
I was worried about gout, not cancer.
Gout's worried about you.
I'm coming for you, gout.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got a date with destiny.
You're going to name your foot once I'm they ready. Cut it off. You get Destiny to, on the shelf.
You get to keep it, right?
Rub Destiny. Yeah. Your foot.
How terrible would it be to keep your gout foot just in a trophy case?
No, you use it to, for all your restaurant menus.
Lady would not stop talking.
Just keep on top of it.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Oh, yeah. Paperweight. Oh. That's a terrible image.
It's cheap and it came quickly, so that's going to probably be a great pizza.
That's going to be the worst pizza.
Or a pretty good hooker.
Looks like a pizza. You want some?
No.
It's probably going to be pretty good.
I'll probably get some.
The lady wouldn't shut up, I swear to God.
You were gone for 10 seconds.
Yeah.
She's still talking. That was her.
You like pizza? Come over here.
Bread? Do you want a soda?
Here's your change.
Do you have something in your nose?
Stop rubbing up against our fridge.
Put your shirt on.
Oh, God, that's really good. Are you guys eating away?
Put a shirt on.
I'm good, man.
That's barely edible.
It's just too much pizza cast now.
I have to eat a lot of pizza in my life because I live on the road. Mm-hmm. So I've been in the Comedy Works condo where last night I roasted a chicken before I went to the gig. Came home, I had two chicken sandwiches, watched hockey on the replay from NHL.com, mm-hmm. and then boiled the carcass of that chicken into stock, which I will go home and eat as chicken soup.
Today. Bravo. Wow. All right. See, on a serious note,
we're
on the road. Cooking your own fucking meals is so cool.
Yeah.
I'm on the road. I love having a kitchenette or something where I can like make some goddamn food that I can eat. Because it's the only thing you have control over. When you're on the road, you're not controlling anything. So it's like, if I can cook the food I'm actually going to eat today, instead of going to Panera Bread for the third time, freaking out that busty underage girl again, fucking eating and cooking your own food on the road is a transcendent thing to be able to do.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah. I travel with a wok now.
That's cool.
And I'm going to
How long you have
get,
that wok for?
I just bought it a couple weeks ago, but I'm going to get one of those elements from a camping store that you can put on top of a little propane tank.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to start doing stir fries. Because the thing that's changed it is most hotel rooms have microwaves now, so you can do the rice in the microwave with that little baggy thing, and then stir fry.
Oh,
way
man.
Better for you than,
You know what's good, too? Get those
$5 pizzas.
Yeah. Your hotel has a pizza shop right next to it.
That's right.
No, those backpacking meals are actually really good now.
MREs.
But like the Mountain House, and you just boil up water, throw it in the bag, get yourself a plastic fork.
It's still processed.
You just go
weird,
to town. But it tastes good.
So is that pizza.
What's that?
You have pizza ears now.
Yeah.
What now?
Your tongue.
You can
good.
Do anything with a wok. You could cook a pie in that wok if you did it right.
Yeah.
You can do
you
anything
You could
with
cook
a wok.
Shit over a campfire with a wok.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But then it's called a disco. Gosh, I had pizza in the
Oh, you, Glenn, you reminded me of something that I hate. I hope it didn't happen to you last night. As you were watching the replay of the game, did you see the score at the bottom of the screen?
No.
On the ticker. Oh, well, it's
no,
probably different on
it.
NHL.com.
Yeah, NHL.com. You just select the game and it just
Perfect.
Shows you the...
They're happy to have anyone watching right now.
Yeah. No. I was thinking...
The whole world's not Colorado. Nobody's watching your team because half of it's injured and the other half, you don't want to pay them. You're like doing like open mic nights for, hey, who wants to play for our team? We'll give you $50, you come by.
Who told you I tried out? Who fucking told
it's
you?
It's on YouTube, all right?
No!
Lots of people have seen that.
Oh, do they have the corduroy incident on there? I thought you could wear corduroy on the ice. Oh, fuck. Mm-hmm. Well, I got to get to YouTube. Gotta go to the offices. Just demand that file.
Yeah.
I wonder how many emails they get from people demanding like some video get taken down.
Can you take down that booty bouncing video I did? I didn't even know it was being filmed.
Now?
Yeah. Look, I took a pretty big bong rip about 3.5 years ago. I don't know how to take it down.
Yeah. I'm running for a Senate. So if you can please quietly take it down.
Yep. They've got me saying a lot of controversy. controversial things about Chinese people.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
Oh. Yeah, this might come back to bite us in the butt if things don't go
USA's way. No,
like
Glenn said, it's like making fun of the deaf.
Yeah, and we didn't make fun of Chinese. Well, you call it, yeah, the soil is yellow, you'll get in trouble for it. But everything else, hate. Like that was just a story about me being in China.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was terrible and damning to their culture. Anyone who's been there, mind. It's the same thing. It's like Canada. What?
How so?
A lot of Chinese people.
There are.
Yeah. We've been counting for years and yeah. Still haven't got to the right number.
You gotta get one of the Asians to count them.
Yeah. They're
better than that sort of thing.
But then we got them and then they gave us some weird squiggly line with it. That's not a number. It is to us.
I love your impersonation.
Asian people.
I thought the first one sounded more Asian than Latino.
Did you?
I thought that one was 100%
Spanish paraguay. Inquisition.
Yeah. It's like, mm-hmm. Ben, you don't do voices either. All right, checking in with Ben. That's a new segment we're doing.
Checking in with Ben.
Yeah. To be fair, I have been to China.
Yeah.
And you live here.
Uh-huh. So no, yeah.
Maybe
I live
you've
in this
just
room.
Been watching like other people here think of that's a Chinese accent.
Yep.
No, it's not.
It's
I go around the world, so if I say it, it's right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, I agree. You wanna, if he does, do you want to do a Dutch accent real quick?
Yes, it's a bit Sean Connery-ish.
Yeah, nailed it.
That sounded good.
Yeah. I mean, I've only been to France, and of course, oh, they have taco like this over there.
You want good pizza, you go to France.
You go to France, yeah.
You go to just outside of Paris.
Mm-hmm. They got €5 hot and ready's over there. Or as they call them, I'll have to the ready, sweaty.
That sounded kind of Swedish, I thought.
It's weird about pizza. It's not very thin in Europe. And you think it would be, because it's where it came from.
But yeah, they haven't gotten the hang of it.
They don't, like, Italians don't really eat pizza and pasta like we do, which is, like, all the time,
mm-hmm.
because they're aware. No, you'll get really fat
yeah.
if you do that.
They saw what the mafia did,
yeah.
and they're like,
yeah.
a little bit too heavy on the carbs.
Not if you're eating olive oil, though.
But they wouldn't, okay. they don't have like a big thick sauce or anything on, like pasta's just sort of a little bit before the
mm-hmm.
meal.
Right.
Which is just, it's a lot smarter way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we just went nuts with it when we got a hold of it.
All this talk about food is making me hungry.
You should go to pizza.
No.
Wash down that pizza with another pizza.
Get your hot
nuts. That is a good idea.
Yeah, how's that styrofoam? Is it
cheesy?
Yeah, it's got a lot of cheese on it. Cheese-covered styrofoam.
I haven't eaten any sugar all week, but today's Sunday, so I can eat whatever I want. And I woke up.
Kool-Aid.
Yeah, just pack it after pack it after pack it. Boom. No, man, I fucking woke up and ate an entire loaf of French bread.
Mm.
Oh, so good.
Yeah.
Just ripping it out, gutting it, stuffing it.
Yeah.
Oh, god damn. You ball it up until it's a dense little flavor nugget.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I like to do with my fruit roll-up.
Whole loaf, homie.
Mm-hmm. Put it into a ball.
I feel terrible now.
Yeah.
I've gone blind in my left eye, and my heart has been beating a lot more than it usually does.
Yeah, I was saying, like, I understand having a cheat day, and you can do whatever you want on a weird diet,
mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure eating a whole loaf of bread is never a good idea.
Well, I was pretty deep in heroin binge.
It's not like a loaf of bread.
Well, I understand.
It's skinny.
Yeah, but there's still, that can't be good. A whole loaf
of
bread.
He was so good.
Yeah.
I didn't really
smile on his face.
I didn't even chew it. I gummed most of it. I was like an old man waiting for the angel of death.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious angel of death.
Yeah.
If you got into that with a bowl of soup, too, that's where a whole French stick can go.
Yeah, it disappears.
Next week.
Donkey.
Now, that's a whole different story.
See?
That's a different
Think
story.
Think about it. But
I understand that.
Yeah, but you added soup to that equation to make it acceptable.
Right.
That is true.
With more food, I understand that, but just waking up and eating a loaf of bread can't be good.
I took the power back today. It was
All
for
right.
me. I did it for me.
That's fine.
Sometimes you have to do stuff just for yourself.
Sure.
Good. Sam Day.
I mean, you had to. You didn't have it from the night before. He went out and got it, right?
Got it right.
Yeah, he didn't wake up beside a French dude.
Yeah. I didn't have an alarm
clock. 6 in the morning.
Yeah. Oh, good morning, baby. Brett. Yeah. My girlfriend did not like to see it. But I fucking, she was like, what's going on?
Crumbs in the bed.
I know. Over the sink like an adult. Guys, do we have anything you want to plug? What's coming up? Glenn, you got anything coming up? Where are you going to be?
We're going to be in a month and a half. When's this going up?
Yeah, like a month.
Okay.
We should be at a comedy festival in Mexico and then off to the UK to do a tour.
Right on.
That's
really,
awesome.
Yes, you really do.
How long have you been like living on the road?
3 years.
3 years. And you love it still?
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, there's a TV show that might come through and then I'll be able to settle down in LA for a year or two if that comes through. But then there's also a TV show in England, so the two TV shows are racing each other.
Oh,
so I'll probably be off the road in a year or so. But I mean, Australia just came in, so I am now scheduled till January.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And when nothing came back home, Party Tide?
What's that?
The South African show never came through?
Yeah, no, I Party Tide was canceled as soon as they dropped the rule. I would have kept making it, but it had to be mixed seating, and I didn't want to do it.
We've got nothing coming up.
I don't know.
Who knows?
In next month?
Christ.
Jesus, Ben.
I might not even be alive by the time this comes out.
I might have eaten you.
Probably.
You might live inside of me and be the little man in the box.
If you wear your French stick costume, you tempt these things.
Stay away from me on Sunday.
This is my cheat day where I get to dress up like French stick. It's just an accident waiting.
I don't have to be a person today, all right? Then I'm Brett. Next week, I'm a fish.
Mark, do you have any classes you want to plug, like an OCHEM final?
I've got a physics exam next week.
You want to plug Little Caesars?
I'm starting to feel really bad. Yeah. I've got 3 slices left.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. Yeah,
and I'm regretting my decision.
Powering through.
I'll bet.
Still going, man.
Thank you so much for joining us, both of you.
Very
much appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks for having me.
It was a lot of fun.
As we always say,
very filling.
At the end of our show, trust in Jesus. All right.
We'll see you.
We'll see you in the morning.
When mom and dad go out on the town, they holler, sit on Miss Jessica Brown. She parks a car like she does every week. I part the curtains and I get a peek. She got a crystal necklace and a denim belt. A trapper keeper held to her chest. Banana clam and a jelly shoe. But one day is shining through. She got titties in all the right places. She got titties. Oh my goodness gracious. She cereal is dry. Looks like I gotta make a titty cry. So sit back and relax and spray your titties on my ass.